Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Good morning. Best week ever. Survivor tonight. It's 6:37. I wanted to remind you that every Monday, if you are on radio.com or radioalice.com, you can get new episodes of the Johnny Mosley podcast where he's talking about skiing and running and muscles and
talk about how what it's like to be so handsome.
Yeah, actually we do talk about that and how it is to fly first class everywhere you go. And
well, you do that too.
Yeah, not like him.
Oh.
When I fly first class, I've paid for it. I've spent my miles
on
it.
Oh, this is like gold medal winner.
This is gold medal life.
Upgrade.
Yeah, that guy's got it going on.
We have a United States hero among us.
We do.
Everyone.
And he only
flies
first class.
We'll be moving him up to the front seat.
Or he's not getting on the plane. All right. Johnny Mosley podcast every Monday at radio.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. To show some love during Valentine's Day week, The Organic Coup is giving away free coffee with your breakfast purchase at all Coup locations.
Free coffee? I love coffee.
Offer ends on Valentine's Day.
Mm. Take advantage. Only a couple days till Valentine's Day. Are you going to do flowers and a whole thing?
I'll do flowers. The whole thing probably isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
We're in baby days. Mm. You're familiar.
I am.
Actually, we're in baby days and kitchen remodel days.
You got a lot going on.
Which amounts to a lot.
What is the ETA for the faucet? When is this
whole
thing going to be done?
Everything's done except that, though.
Right.
Like, I think the electrical got done yesterday.
And
those guys were in there. And
she won't let them just throw in a temporary faucet so you guys can move back into the house.
No.
And you're fine with that because you like the sleep you're getting.
Actually, she's clearly fine with it because she's the one in charge of this whole thing.
Oh.
So it's got nothing to do with me. Mm. If she said, put that faucet in right now, do you think they'd say no?
I don't.
So there
Certain
you go.
People you don't say no to.
I'm walking around just going, whatever you say, sir.
Mm. Ma'am.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
I do.
Here's what's happening.
All right, I'm ready.
Bernie Sanders has won New Hampshire's presidential primary election.
Go, Bernie.
He narrowly edged rival Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Right.
Buttigieg.
Scoring the first clear victory in the Democratic Party's chaotic 2020 nomination fight.
Well, congratulations to him.
In his Tuesday night win, the 78-year-old self-described Democrat socialist beat back a strong challenge from his 38-year-old former South Bend, Indiana mayor. So right now, out there in front, Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. Mm. Did I get it that time?
You did.
Okay.
What's crazy is, I mean,
Joe Biden.
This is it.
Left town early for South Carolina, hoping for some kind of comeback there.
Yeah. Well, he is in Bernie territory. I'm sure he will win some states, but I just really wish that
it's a bad look, though, for him to leave early, they say. This is not...
Well, it's a bad look for him to be in fifth place.
Right.
You know, he's supposed to be the guy. Even Elizabeth Warren was behind Amy Klobuchar. I mean, it's, you know...
Yeah, Klobuchar came in third place.
Yeah, it's not the way they thought this thing was going to go.
Concerns are also growing for next week's Nevada caucuses because they were planning to use the same app that failed in Iowa.
Oh, they should try it. They should do it. Let's see if we've got the bugs worked out.
Scrambling for another system in hopes that they can actually make this work.
Well, it should be fun. It'll
they
just
say
be more
they're
fun.
They're facing many of the same organizational and technical challenges that crippled Iowa's process.
Yeah.
Volunteers are saying, we're not getting the info we need. There's been no hands-on training with the iPads that have been deployed to the caucus sites that are going to be used for people. So they're like, we're doomed.
We're doomed.
Oh, my God.
We'll never make it.
So there's that. South Carolina, Nevada still to come. And then California gets their say on March 3rd, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I love California. Knows how to party.
You don't know that your mom actually had a lot of good points when you were growing up,
yeah,
until it's too late. Until you're in her shoes and you find yourself saying all the same damn crap that she said,
uh-huh,
and you realize, oh my God, it's not her, it's this parenting thing,
yeah,
that turns you into a psycho.
Yeah. No, I tell my kids that all the time. You guys have turned me into a terrible person.
A woman in Australia was so sick and tired of her family not picking up stuff around the house. Trash on the floor. They walk right by it.
Yeah.
So she taped money to trash on the floor, hoping that somehow someone would pick it up and go, oh, there's money on this stuff.
And then
go around the house and get the rest of the trash.
Yeah, except that I know exactly what happens in the story.
After 6 days, no one had picked up a GD thing and mom lost her flipping mind.
You're telling me
6 days
people didn't walk around and just take the money off the garbage and then drop the garbage back down? They just didn't even notice it?
6 days, they hadn't picked up any of the stuff that had money taped to it. Her Facebook experiment, got put on Facebook and has gone viral. But she's like, nobody picked up anything. I'm walking around looking at the same trash day after day. And I don't know how to get these people.
How do you get them?
You don't. You just sit there and resent them and hate them. And then you leave with the gardener, the pool boy.
Oh.
That's what you do. Don't you?
I suppose that's probably happened, you know.
Resentments are ugly. That's the thing that you quietly sit there and go, if I want to live in a decent, clean house, I'm going to have to pick up everything. And then day after day after day, after year after year, and then you find yourself one day snapping.
Yeah.
And you just bone the pool boy. And he's like, I don't know what happened.
Well, how did you get on me?
Today was the best day of my life.
Yeah. Oh, it was good. I was thinking she was, you know.
Here's the pictures of all the
50-year-old housewife. Oh boy, she really did.
You're a 50-year-old housewife. What's the matter with that?
Nobody picks anything up. It's sad. It's actually quite sad because really, when you live in a house, you know, the thing I've always told my kids is, this isn't just my house. It's not just your. This is our house, and we all have to contribute. That's how you get them to do the dishes. That's your contribution to this household. Like, we're all making our contributions. And that's part of being a human who lives with other people in one place. We all make our contributions. Your contribution is, go get your laundry and bring it to me and I'll do it for you. That's your contribution.
Thank God for Brenda, right?
Dude, you are not kidding. No, I mean, look, we keep a pretty clean house. We have to. John is like so anal. Like, I'm way more anal than I ever was. No offense, Mom. We grew up in kind of a pig pen. Like, nobody noticed anything. My mom, nobody. You know, once in a while you clean it up for a party.
She had three kids.
Sure, I guess.
What do you want from her?
Excuse.
Every time you say that, she texts me.
Yeah,
she's that did not happen.
It was a sty.
These grits don't smoke themselves.
Yeah, that's true. That sun's not going to tan me from in here. I mean,
the neighborhood boys are expecting their 2 p.m. show.
But it's, my heart aches for that woman because I know how that is, you know, and you don't want to be a nag, but you're really just asking people to carry their part of the load of living in the house.
Well,
I can't wait until both my kids are out of my house. It's going to be so clean.
So you can call them and tell them how much you miss them.
I'll still look forward to seeing them.
Oh, God, I don't want to watch a show until you get here. When can you come?
Yeah.
2 weeks. All right, we'll wait.
Yeah, we'll wait. No problem.
Oh, my God.
No, me and John will eat dinner at 3:30 every day. It's going to be so great.
3:30?
Well, you know, then that's like what a normal person, if you wait at 6:30 and went to bed at 10:30.
Agreed. You don't have to explain it to me.
I know.
I just know that people out there heard 3:30.
3:30.
3:30.
3:30 is the perfect time to eat dinner for me because I go to bed at 7.
Growing up, one of my best friends in elementary school was named Jason Raymond.
Jason, one of the Jasons.
One of the many
Jasons. Is this
Jasons
the one you wound up living
Jason
at the beach
Shirley,
with?
There's a Jason Raymond. No, there's a Jason Raymond. There's a Jason Cisco.
Yeah.
There's a Jason Nacito. Mm. There's a bunch of Jasons, okay? Jason Raymond, elementary school, had a golden retriever named Brandy.
Oh, Brandy.
This dog.
The dog was named Brandy.
Right.
You're a good girl.
Go
what
on.
What a good dog.
You might as well play it.
What a good girl you can be.
Such a fine girl.
Brandy, good morning nice. To all the Brandys in the world. So anyway, this dog was this. First of all, if you don't know Golden Retrievers, they're the sweetest dogs in the whole wide world.
Be really hyper. Was Brandy a hyper dog?
No, usually that's Labs. Like Labs are.
Oh, I've known some crazy retrievers.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, Brandy was just a sweetheart.
Sweet little doggy.
If there was anything wrong with Brandy, it was that she could hold a tennis ball in her mouth without you knowing it was there. Oh. And she would keep it there like someone would chew tobacco or something.
Oh, it was her little...
So that thing would be the slobberiest, wettest, gooeyest, and her way of letting you know she loved you was to drop that on your lap. Oh. Like,
lap full of dog
This is girl. For you. You want to throw that for me?
Yeah, I don't even want to touch that thing.
You and me. Let's do this. Huh? So I wanted to give you the history of what that's like. These dogs, they love these. That's for some reason, it's part of the breed. There's a golden retriever currently in the Guinness Book of World Records that walks around with 5 of those in his or her mouth.
5?
5 tennis balls is the record. And now we have a new golden retriever named Finley, age 6. Finley is capable of fitting 6 whole tennis balls
Where
in his mouth.
Where the hell are they fitting?
I'm going to show you the picture.
They have big wide cheeks?
He walks around like that. That's his thing. So Augie,
he is going to stretch out some... That like those the cheek stretching is real, people.
He's not worried about.
You can
that.
Only
He's
see.
Happy.
You can only see. Oh, he looks happy.
Uh huh.
You can only see 5 of them. One of them is just out. I don't know behind the third. That's insanity.
The world record is set by Augie, the golden retriever.
But Finley is the
and
new...
that's 5. Well, Finley's parents are like, well, we sent the picture off and we thought we'd have the record and there's more paperwork involved than you think with this world record stuff.
They really are official with this stuff.
But the new world record, not official, but is...
Finley with 6. That almost looks like one of them
balls.
Is jammed down his throat.
Probably.
Like there's 3 like going up the tongue, 1 up above... The 2 front ones, and then 1 in either cheek. I mean, that is just... Please stop giving your dog tennis balls. He's going to choke to death.
The goo coming off the 1 tennis ball that Brandy would drop in your lap, you'd just be like, I don't even want to...
I don't want to let a dog down, though. Our dog next door, Gracie, she's just a little mixed breed. Like yesterday, as I'm pulling plants out of the back of John's truck, she comes over, and she's all, hi, drops the ball. And I'm like, ugh, that ball... So I try to huck it as far as I can so I can get what I'm doing done before she gets
onto
back.
Onto the train tracks,
right,
into the pond,
exactly.
Wherever.
Out of here, buddy. It's down the street. Go. But sure, I mean, I had to touch that thing 3 or 4 times. She's a good dog, though. You know, you don't mind doing it. It's just like now, and my hands were dirty anyway. Like, who cares? So what? I had dogs.
That dog would die for you. The least you can do is throw it at a tennis ball once
that
in a while.
That dog doesn't care about me. I'm just a hand that's willing to grab the ball.
I don't know.
But she just looks so pathetic. Like, I'm all right, Gracie. There you go.
31-year-old Steven Engberg was walking around Scottsdale, Arizona last Sunday night after doing some drinking.
Oh.
He came across a cop car parked in the road with its lights on, but no cops.
Oh.
So he decided to help out. He hopped in the driver's seat and parked the car for them. The car was blocking a lane, so that he's like, no one's around.
Oh,
I'm going to move this thing and get this off to the...
It was parked there blocking a lane?
Uh-huh.
Huh. That's weird.
Police car parked in the road with its lights on. No police inside. He decides, I'm going to move it to a nearby lot. Which he did.
Yeah.
He got out, started walking away, but the cops who were there saw him do it and caught up with him. Turned out they were responding to a call nearby. And they
left the car, were they? Right.
Who's going to touch a cop car?
Right.
Apparently, drunken Steven Engberg.
Oh,
who'd been walking around after a night of some drinking.
I thought he was just fun time guy.
No.
Like, oh, well, this will be a fun time.
Somehow his drunken head said, this makes good sense. I'm going to move the cop car for them. They didn't like it.
They should have let him go.
They were can't just hop in a police car and move it like that.
Well, you can't just leave a running police car unlocked.
No, they
in the
can,
the
though. That's what they can do that. They do that often.
Yeah, they're not
trying to put it aside. They want it in plain view so someone knows police are somewhere in this area doing work. And other police who might be coming
by, lock the door at least.
We'll see the car and go, let me go see what these guys are up to and back them up. Instead, the car got moved and this guy got busted for DUI. Oh. He tested twice the legal limit.
I only drove it over to the parking lot.
Right.
I was trying to do you guys a favor.
Should he be busted or should he go free?
I don't know. I'd say, drive the guy home. He's clearly trying to do the right thing. He's walking.
They don't do that anymore.
No, they don't.
You used to hear that story.
Sure.
People got let go.
Come on.
Oh,
Mr.
how
funny
you. That's not the way it works anymore.
Yeah, no. They're really mad about it.
Well, they should be.
Yeah.
You
well,
can kill
people
somebody.
Get hurt.
Right. This is an opportunity for you to shine your fingernails, Sarah Clark.
Oh, no. What do
you
mean?
Know what I mean?
Oh. All right.
You're cool.
Okay, great.
What are you talking about?
Let's see how
What are you
I
worried
do.
About? According to a new survey, the majority of Americans say they cheat on their partner with food. Whatever diet they're on, they don't stick to that when that person's not around.
Yeah.
70% say, oh, God, it's totally whatever deal we've made. When we're not together, I break that deal and do whatever I want. You, on the other hand, are walking around holding the line at all times.
Yeah.
And I don't even think you came up with this diet
idea.
I
didn't. I'm just supporting.
Well,
but I feel like if I'm going to do it, I might as well just do it. I mean, I'm really worried about Valentine's Day because I know there's going to be chocolates in here.
Well, have some.
No.
Well, anyway.
Not having it.
This is your opportunity to shine your fingernails because you don't cheat. It's amazing.
It's not a game.
My dad used to, made really bad food choices in general. He's, grew up in New York, Italian guy.
Sure.
He wants his macaroni and he wants every other thing.
Right.
Cannoli, of course, I'm having that.
Right.
So my mom had to get him to cut some weight, and he ended up with diabetes. I mean, it's just like bad choice. And yet, when she wasn't around, sure enough, he's having the sausage pizza. You're like, dude, you're going to be up all night with that, whatever that gurgle you get
sure.
is. Heartburn. What are you doing?
Acid reflux. Yeah.
He just look at you like, you're not my wife.
Yeah, and also...
back off.
That's later.
Right.
Right now is this pizza.
Sure enough.
It's easy to argue it with
later
himself.
That night. Oh, no, I can't sleep. Ah.
Vince, you shouldn't have had that. I told you.
The one time he came to stay at my house in San Mateo, this was just him, right?
When you came back here?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And that place was a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom.
Yeah, all fun.
Oh, that's right.
So he goes and he has this whatever thing he's not supposed to eat. I get up in the middle of the night to pee, and that guy's on the toilet in the middle of the night, stuck.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, oh, my God. I had to go pee out in the backyard.
Did he tell you?
No, I went to go to the bathroom, and I went, oh, Jesus, he's in the bathroom. I'll go outside. So I went outside,
watered the lemon tree. Yeah.
Walked back. Hey. Oh, you went there.
Well, I know the story.
Right.
I think that's why those lemons were so jacked up looking.
Get out of here.
They had
Don't
all
say
knobs
that.
On them and
that's
stuff.
Ridiculous.
Well, that's where you watered it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. You just blew my mind.
What happened?
I can't believe the guy in Ozark is the guy on The Outsiders.
I know. It's crazy, right?
It is crazy. Yeah. I had no idea. He's excellent, though, at being a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, the perfect jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Even his dumb face makes me want to punch him.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, he's screwing everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
what a mean jerko.
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but there's a point where he's getting punched out by his mom.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was good.
And I'm like, yeah, kick the hell out of that guy.
Yeah.
And then
it's going to make him do more bad things.
Right. But then his big fat nose is all broken. I'm like, oh, good
for grandma.
Way to make that happen.
Yeah. I loved the mother, too, this tiny.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. You got to watch it.
Right.
The Outsiders. No, The Outsider on HBO. Right. We're going to start with the Hot 100, but then I'm going to get into this crazy freaking race, Vinny, that I got to tell you about.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.